Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley. We really are diving in at the AEC Integration Summit last year and this year, to where I told Nathan we got to get a person and an organization within this summit that really makes things happen. And I'm so excited for this one because we're going to dork out with one of the members of the construction dorks that, going back, big shout out to Jeff Sample, who's connected a lot of these threads together with me, to where one of the first podcasts Nathan and I did was back in, we actually did it recorded at my place in Breckenridge, Colorado, where Nathan and I both up there, and then we went out and skied, but we released the collaboration of the podcast together on each other's platforms, and there's a lot of conversation around doing that as much through here in 2025 as well. So the main message is, like, we're bringing these historical perspectives on the event, where we're here live in 2025 in Austin, and we're going to be discussing the impact on having these member organizations. So last year we had Josh Bowen with Electri. This year we get to have Travis Voss with SMACNA. And as Charlie and I have been joking on these upcoming podcasts of the TLAs, the FLAs, the three-letter acronyms, the four-letter acronyms, now we get to add into the five-letter acronyms, because these specialty subcontractors, you can't just have two or three.
No, you gotta
keep adding those babies on. And how does this benefit you is that they're really working to help solve these technology issues by addressing the root cause of people and process breakdowns. And we were having a lot of discussions around the threads yesterday of, in and out of this summit, they're creating this white paper and really trying to dive in of, like, find the biggest pain and fix it, but then create this basis of design with credibility. And that's really my perspective. And I'm super pumped to have Travis Voss, who's a podcaster himself and the leader of SMACNA. So Travis, let's start off with our speed round. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage, I'm a big bourbon fan.
Nice.
So just leave it broadly at that. If I'm looking for a cocktail, I gotta try everybody's old fashioned. Everybody has their own spin on that. So it's usually what I go for.
We're cut from the same cloth. So people, whenever they say bourbon, they say the next one. And I've been going through bourbon school and working on distilling our own and doing these different things and learning the whole art of that. And it's kind of like construction. The more you learn, the more you appreciate it of, like, what the art of making a good spirit is quite a deal.
Yeah, many years ago in a different life, I spent some time at Fort Knox, Kentucky, which is right by Louisville. So I had the opportunity. I haven't done the whole bourbon trail, but I've done a couple of them. And I did the Maker's Mark tour, which, is maybe kind of seen as more like the commercial level bourbon. But their tour was fantastic. It definitely gave me appreciation for everything that goes into it. It's like it's an old farm, and they're just taking the water right out of the ground. And it's beautiful.
Love it. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
It's kind of a tie. Like, I have had an opportunity to do a fair amount of travel through personal and work life. Probably if I'm going out of the country, Germany. I love my time in Germany. It's been a long time since I've been there. I'll be going back this year.
What are you going back for this year?
Just kind of dumb luck. My daughter plays softball.
Okay.
She had an opportunity to get on a couple of teams where they kind of like they grab girls from all over the country and they throw them on a team, and we went to Florida
to
play for a week. And this last time she got to do that, that coach was putting together a team to go over and play in Germany. So, it's kind of like if you've done a school trip or something to Washington, D.C., it's kind of the similar thing. Like, they're going to go, they're going to take a week, and they're going to have guided tours. We have a big itinerary and everything like that, and then they'll play like six softball games while they're over.
What a cool way to take something that, to us as parents, it's kind of like I remind my friends, and they remind me of, this is a privilege that you get to go spend the weekends doing this, because it's such a short window
it
of
is.
That time
it
right
is.
And that's being respectful of that, of, like, I'll be getting out of here tonight, so I'm making sure I'm at my daughter's soccer game in the morning and, and putting all that stuff together. So good on you for that. What a cool, that'll be a memorable experience.
Yeah, it'll be a memorable experience. We're really looking forward to that. It was kind of one of those things, like she's 15, she's a freshman, and we're like, is this something that we're really going to do? It's like, she may not get an opportunity like this again, so let's just go for it.
Cool. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down here live at the AEC Integration Summit 2025?
Well, you know, coaching. I coach quite a bit. That's kind of turned into a little bit of a hobby, coaching softball. But I'm also, my social media tagline, or when I was doing more social media, was the powerlifting nerd. So I would do, I've done powerlifting for, I don't know, probably 15 years now. I used to compete pretty regularly. As we get older and jobs and stuff change, I haven't competed in probably 4 or 5 years. I want to get back to it, but travel makes it hard, and I keep getting older. Apparently, you get injured faster, easier when you're older. So I keep working my way back.
There you go. Well, honor to have you here, Travis Voss. What is your story that led you to being the Director of Innovation Technology and Fabrication at SMACNA? And then we're going to unpack SMACNA at the end of this.
Yeah, I've had kind of, if you ask people their careers, it's never usually a straight line, right? I did technology for years. I did software development, kind of came into that systems analyst, business analyst role for a couple of different companies, both from manufacturing and a startup doing some stuff with private security. And I had an opportunity to do an interview with a mechanical contractor in Northern Illinois called the Helm Group. And they were creating this new role. They called it a technology manager.
Okay.
Because they didn't really know what it was going to be yet. It was still early on in we're kind of terming our digital transformation. But that led me to getting a job there, kind of turned it into the leader of innovative technology for them. And I did that for probably about 8 years. And during that, coming from outside of construction, I just fell in love with it. I love the problems. I love the people. I got to engage with a lot of startup companies, a lot of companies that are, you know, trying to help us through our problems. And I got very passionate for it. And part of my role there was to get out and about and do events like this, do some speaking, I was engaged with the MCAA on their technology committee, and kind of just, like I said, kind of got really passionate, doing a lot of advocacy and just speaking out about technology and the trades and the benefits of being and working in construction. And kind of about the same time, SMACNA kind of realized that they may need somebody to help bring more focus on their offerings to their members, whether it's education, events, et cetera. So it just seemed like a natural fit. Like that was going to be the next step in my career. Is I'm doing pretty good with one contractor. Why don't we try it with like 1,800 and see what happens?
So you're in the field of what we're going to talk about, of what is SMACNA and what does it stand for and all those things. And you just, this calling of your passion of, instead of one company to work with, continue to, but give back to them, but then to the whole industry, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's the part of, I think what gives you and I credibility of all the listeners here is that we're not just jumping in and saying we're an outsider trying to push technology into construction.
Right, right.
And we're going to unpack about how we've been in construction trying to ask for how technology mm-hmm. can help us, and you can't innovate alone. So you have to have these different organizations.
Yes.
And leading up to this podcast is yesterday, one of the things was talking about what was the organization? You're going to have to help me. It's the Millwork one, right? He was talking.
Yeah.
So episode 366, mental health and construction yesterday, and we're going to unpack kind of yesterday's discussions around in and out of after we talk about SMACNA, but Jackson talked about taking what this millwork industry is doing, AWI, I think was the TLA,
right. Yeah, so.
And I talked about the window dealers, and then you talked about SMACNA and all this thing of like, but we're here to really all give and get through SMACNA because you're sponsoring and you guys have really stepped up to the plate here, right? So as we weave all these threads together, what is SMACNA, which just smacks you in the face of the how it's fascinating when you come from the outside into construction, how big these different organizations are, and what from the big developers to the little smacknas, like how big of a thing that is.
Definitely when I got into construction, I didn't realize just how big it all is, and it is kind of funny, like it's a giant industry, but it's very small too. Like we're all tight knit. So SMACNA,
and it stands for,
and I'll probably trip over this because I always forget one of the words, but it's the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association.
Nailed
so
it.
We are a trade association of union sheet metal contractors, and that covers a lot.
And union's a key word.
Union is a key word for us. Yes. Yeah. You have to be a union contributing member, and hire union trades folk as your field.
And setting the stage to where if you haven't listened to other podcasts around the Construction Progress Coalition and what Nathan and the crew is doing here, is that you have to bracket about what you're talking about,
right?
What type of projects, mm-hmm. like union versus non-union, you know, those type of in big commercial scale mm-hmm. projects really are forks in the road of how the deliverables get done.
Well, and you were kind of talking about silos, and some of them just kind of develop naturally because you have different types of contractors, union, non-union. You have residential, you have all the way up to the, you know, large commercial, you have, and then it can also vary by the markets that they execute in, and it's either markets by the type of work they do or the regions. And you know, yes, many of these problems are fairly common across the entire country and across the entire world, but each one takes on its own little flavor based on who you're talking to and where they're from.
Totally. And what, you know, Nathan, Jeff, Travis, Devin, all these different dorks coming together and being the voice on these different megaphones, you know, I want to hear what SMACNA is doing to create standards and best practices. And even go back and listen to Josh with Electri. We talked about their version of best practices.
Right.
And yesterday you talked about, they're doing this, we're doing this, we should put that together. Mm-hmm. But who's going to do that part when you're leaning into all the deliverables you're trying to do? And I guess that's kind of one of the call to actions of why we're bringing these platforms, podcasts, people, mm-hmm. and practices together.
Yeah. So what SMACNA does, and it's kind of two-pronged, it's kind of weird. We have a technical department and a technologies and innovative technologies is what I am. The technical department, we are a specifier, not a specifier. We are a standards body. So duct construction standards, different types of stuff that you're going to do with sheet metal, we will be in the specifications of buildings as per SMACNA standard. And that applies across the board, union, non-union, whatever. We provide those standards. But then we also, for our members, we have educational sessions, we have events, we have, and what led us here is Kurt Mattson, who's on we call it our Contractors Operations Committee. We have a Contractors Operations Manual that we put out. And this group gets together twice a year and kind of reviews, like, what are the issues that our members are facing? And this year we discussed trade stacking. In particular, from our standpoint, what happens when the walls go up too fast, right? What happens with the walls? And we're not talking about the finished wall, right? We're talking, excuse me, the framing. Sometimes it is the drywall and stuff, but you know, from our standpoint, our members can get frustrated if they think they have an open run and they can do a bunch of prefabrication and put up all this big duct or all this big work. And all of a sudden they come in and there's a wall in the way, right? So we decided to create a project out of the committee that would develop a paper in this manual to help our members address that. And because of my connection in the past with Nathan, I thought it would be good for do kind of twofold here. We would get our paper produced. Nathan's going to help us with that. But then also to discuss it on a larger level on an industry level, right? Because when we were doing some of this stuff, SMACNA focused in working with different folks, like it was really kind of focused on how do we fight for change orders? How do our contractors defend what they're asking for? While that is going to be important, it's going to be an important part of this project, we also would like, let's get to the root cause of the problem. Like, and we did this yesterday through our processes with Nathan, and it kind of got surprising where we found, like, just follow the money and trail it all the down. Like,
yeah,
what is that root cause?
And Nathan and I talked about that on the last podcast with Mike from Trimble, who was in our group.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of threads that I want to piggyback on, but I want to let you finish your story.
We can get a product for our members and anybody else. I mean, these papers are for sale and for non-members as well. But we can give them a paper on, you know, situations to look for, conversations to have, best practices in kind of handling when the situation arises. But engaging with Nathan and the Construction Progress Coalition allows us to start having bigger industry conversations. So maybe these situations just stop happening, or at least we have better insight when we're doing our planning on. We were talking about it beforehand, like, because you know, in our mind, we like the duck should always go first. We're the biggest, let's just go in first. But there is probably a calculus somewhere that where it doesn't make sense, that it does make sense to have some sort of more mixed or balanced type of trade stacking, so that maybe, you know, whatever that percentage works out for, where if one is being 90% efficient and the other one's 30, maybe there's a way for us to both be 60 at the same time.
Yeah, and I want to unpack that a little bit, because on the podcast with Mike, I said I thanked him for asking, well, isn't it obvious? You, this is how construction works. You do this, and then right. panel, and then you do this.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, there's these nuances that turn into a whole conversation, mm-hmm. right? And what I love about the how do we solve problems, and we talked on that podcast around AI and the challenges and the good, bad of how this is all going right. to happen. And then after the podcast, we were at the happy hour, and I was, we're have to get, put the credit in the, so the gentleman from Document Crunch, that comes,
yes. yeah.
and then Will. Ryan Lee, who I brought from Art of Construction, we were talking through and kind of just debriefing the day, and he goes, check this out. He goes, I asked, and this is an IT guy that like mm-hmm. knows, and he's like, I went into chat to, and I started asking, and I asked to do a deep dive thing, and it said it took it 19 minutes, and he starts scrolling through, and it was like arc, like it was like reference the CPC,
yeah,
it talked
right,
about
yeah.
that, and like all the things of like, I kept hearing like clash detection of, we're mm-hmm. big on-site and off-site construction of like the digital build and the physical build,
yeah.
and we talked, where Jax and I are window guys day to day, but we're giving a lot of conversation around drywall and mechanical. And there wasn't a drywall guy in the room, but we'd all
yeah.
like lived in,
right.
people were beating up on the drywaller and sticking up for the drywaller
yeah,
all
right.
at the same time, where we, at the end of the day, you know, what, why Mike said why they sponsor it. And that's one of the questions of, for you guys is that everyone checks their egos at the door and mm-hmm. just talk through that. But the punchline to Ryan, I said, Ryan, it would have been smart maybe if we should start implementing AI in chat. And this is what AI says before. And Ryan goes, I disagree with that. And I said, why? He's like, because then you just think you don't need to do the research of the mental part of
right.
going through
right.
that for you to understand it. And that is like a really fascinating thing to where, to me, I want you to talk about the benefits, but like it's this source of truth that has been really vetted, and that's what we were doing yesterday on behalf of SMACNA.
Yeah,
is we were vetting this and asking clarifying questions from very different perspectives of different outside organizations to then bring for you to bring back with the gentleman that you brought from mm-hmm. Chicago and mm-hmm. Union and lives it
right.
day in day
right.
out of, you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes you're jaded by what you think you know. So what are the benefits of joining SMACNA and organizations like yours?
So the benefits of joining SMACNA are, for me, or from my perspective to a contractor, is the education opportunities and the networking, right? Those are two big keys. I think that we all kind of, we underestimate that power, right? Of kind of
right.
having almost a naturally formed peer group once you join some sort of association like that.
And yeah, and you unfortunately you have to be a little bit late because Jeff and Charlie and I, we all had to go swimming at Barton Springs this morning because we built this band of brothers,
yep,
right?
Right.
And it was really cool. Hey, Jeff. Jeff just walked out here. Come over here. You got to hear. Jeff's gonna grab the mic real quick, and on the truck ride back, it's the perfect timing. Of what we're talking about now is like why you should get involved and help get others involved and tell the story about the birds that you guys are now going to go in and you're going to use that. And Charlie said the video of the chickens and the birds, and actually they were ducks trying to jump in and out of the water. And what you were joking around, big chicken, little chicken.
Yeah, well, we had our little big chicken, little chicken, but we had our ducks this morning, and it was just an incredible get together, go swim in the natural pool and have a good time. But also, you know, we had a few diving board incidents that, you know, made for small batch improvements for some of our friends, which got one of our friends the small batch. He's now small batch, so that will be his nickname. Y'all can ask and figure out who it is. And then we had big batch as well. So
that's the loaded part. We'll just leave it at that, to where what we were just talking about, Jeff, is maybe doing a collaboration like we did with the Contech crew about the dorks and the art of construction. Mm-hmm. Of you kind of got a small batch and big batch at different times and different moments. So I know you need to go get ready to welcome the group. Go crush it out there, Jeff. So small batch, big batch, the benefit is like there's times when you have to lean in and there's times you just got to shut up and listen.
Right,
you know?
Right. and to kind of go back to the benefits of SMACNA and to continue on the small batch, big batch kind of mindset too, is like when you're part of a trade association or an association of companies like that, you have local chapters that are very focused on local issues and working competitors working together in the same environment to improve processes and work and that kind of stuff locally, but then also the national association, kind of that big stuff, like what's happening across markets across the country, what's working in, what might be working in Philadelphia that we could try in Chicago or Iowa or and those are the benefits that you get from being a member, and again, access to all of our educational sessions, all of our standards, all of our publications and stuff like that we put out. That's the benefit of membership. And then every member kind of gets to choose how involved do they want to be. Do they want to be the one that sits back and listens and just attends the events? But we also, we're a not-for-profit association run by a board that's contractors, right? And then we have all these committees that Kurt, we were talking about earlier, is on one of our committees. We have several committees that drive what SMACNA produces and what SMACNA offers to its members.
Cool. So before we ask our standard closeout questions that we do every time, how did the dorks come to be? What are the dorks? We just had one of them walk up here and say hi, big batch, and talking about his small batch. We'll leave that to another podcast. But how did that come to be? And you know, the Art of Construction. It's not the Devin Tilly podcast, but I've been the one on the leading side of the mic with all kinds of amazing co-hosts like Nathan Wood. How did that whole thing come to be? And shout out to my buddy Josh Ward, who's here, that has become a friend through another friend. And he's like, yeah, the dorks got me through COVID.
I'll give DJ Phipps, who's now with Procore, kind of he coined the title of construction dorks. And kind of it is what it sounds like. It's like a group of super passionate people. We're a little nerdy. We're a little dorky. Super passionate about construction and the digital transformation and everything that we've talked about before. But when COVID happened, and back up a little bit, like back to the network, like we have a group of friends, right? We're all on the convention circuit, the conference circuit. We have a group of friends that we all hang out with. And right around when COVID happened and we had that taken away, we weren't able to go to these conferences anymore. And we were having conversations about the benefits of going to these events and the benefits. You're always going to get great information out of the sessions. The presenters are good, but sometimes the best part is that networking opportunity, the standing around the hallway, standing around the bar, having a conversation about what you just heard about. And that was the genesis of the dork. So it's myself, it's Jeff Sample, it's Trent Leinenbach, and it's Jonathan Marsh. Those are the four construction dorks. We are kind of the host of the show, and we're semi-irregular. We try to release every other week, but it doesn't always work out that way, but we just sit down and we, if we have a guest on, we don't tee up any questions, we don't prepare anything ahead of time. If they're a software provider, we just ask that they don't blatantly promote anything and just talk about the problem that they're trying to solve. We usually have a cocktail while we're doing this to kind of replicate that, you know, conference networking event. And we just, like I said, it's not scripted. We don't have questions that we know before at time, and it's just like, oh, you just said something that made me think about this. I'm really curious on your mindset. And we do that with technology people. We do it with people from industry. Sometimes it's just the four of us, and we just kind of sit down and we talk about whatever, you know, whatever our travels have recently brought us, whatever we've kind of discovered is kind of interesting. And next thing you know, an hour is up, and we're like, I guess we got to get back to life.
Yeah, and I guess to challenge and just make us think out loud, like I'm going to now unscripted go into the dorks mode right. of saying, okay, it was started because we couldn't go to conferences.
Right, yeah.
For the art of construction, it was, you know what, do you have a studio? Yes. Do you do them in that? I do. But then COVID made it so easy to just, everybody got set up on their computer.
Right.
But going into COVID, I was like, you know, I just want to do all my podcasts in small, big batches at events.
Right.
Because you're meeting people in everything you just said. Mm-hmm. But now we're out of that.
Yeah. Right.
And we're rethinking. And I think that's all of us as hosts and people listening to this. I would challenge, we really are calling to say, what kind of content, how do you want to hear it?
Right.
Because we don't have a big team of people thinking through how all this should be done.
Yeah, like
we're just people that are passionate about sharing those stories. So the evolution of, like, Craig, if I'm wrong, COVID's over. You started it for that.
Right.
But now your passion of the four of you, like, we got to keep this going. Yeah. But, man, that's got to be hard at times when you talk about your daughter and you going to Germany to do softball.
Yeah.
Well, the other three of them have different times, different things to make it happen. So. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you the crystal ball twice for the dorks version. And I did tell you the other version because I do kind of like to tee it up to give a initial like, okay, then it digest it and then you communicate it. Mm-hmm. What is your crystal ball for the future with the Construction Dorks podcast and how does it fit into all of the other platforms like a Jeff Sample and a Devin Tilley who have been doing this for a long time?
I do, like, to your point, like, we do struggle sometimes, and I teased about, like, we release semi-regularly. The challenge is getting, you know, at least two or three of us together at the same time and a guest sometimes to do all the scheduling. But I think we're going to double down on that again. Some of us, you know, our schedules are starting to kind of flatten out a little bit. Travel does make it difficult, but we're pushing that there. And I think that for the future, like, I'll give Trent credit about this. Like, we're kind of like we're realizing one that people actually do listen. It's kind of shocking sometimes to realize that people actually do listen. But we're providing a resource that is kind of because it's unscripted. It's just kind of like. It's a peer. It's and Trent, you know, we'll kind of sometimes call it like almost like a fractional CTO, right, for a construction company. Like, and that's the kind of content we kind of want to keep delivering, and hopefully people start to reach out and start asking some more questions about, like, we're not going to provide consulting services or anything like that, but we're always happy to have a conversation and at least give our input on it. So I think that's going to continue to go. And our careers are going to evolve. I think that's another big one. The even having, unless you're a Zachary or a large corporation, a lot of these companies haven't ever thought about having a CTO or a CIO.
Right.
And I think, you know, in the decade that I've done construction technology, you're starting to see some of those people that were VDC managers that are starting to evolve into these executive type positions. I think that's a lot of the content.
And the next wave of, the Mike was talking about how Trimble had dropped everything with the questions we're about to get into and said we have to, the whole 15,000 employees drop everything on Tuesday. We're doing an AI all day session.
Yep, right.
And it was like these structural engineers and all these new, like, what you're coining and terming we're, a lot of it's getting figured out on the fly, yep, but also right. Yesterday, bringing it back to reality is like, well, there's all these new things, but we're less efficient and building less and taking longer. So we have to figure out how to sometimes right. just get in and do it. And, you know, it's piss poor mm-hmm. planning is piss poor results.
Right.
That
yeah.
we may need to small batch and big batch our different planning and conversations, mm-hmm. but then it takes the authenticity out of that. So yeah. It's right. a fine line.
It's all over the place, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. What is your crystal ball for the future when it comes to technology and construction?
It's kind of, my crystal ball for the future is kind of something that I've been advocating for all along, and I just think it's going to have to galvanize. We talked a lot about, and we talk a lot about, in most events, the labor shortage, and I do think that we are in the midst of our digital transformation, and it should allow us to do more with the same amount of people or less people. And I'm not saying less people as we're gonna get rid of people, but
right.
we just don't have as many people entering the industry or
well
the workforce
said.
In general. I've got a friend, Ryan Hoggett, in UMC. He's like, my welders are only gonna weld so fast. So all this technology is gonna help us with the planning, with the documentation, with the processes up that, so we can get the work to the work face as fast, as air-free, as safe as possible. And I think that's where it is leading us, and that's to dovetail it into the event here is we in a little history, you know, we started the AEC Summit as actually we kind of did the first one as the Dorkathon was with just a, you know, probably a couple dozen of us in Brandt's office talking about technology adoption and some of this other stuff. And we kind of realized early on, like, the technology is not the problem, right? Mm-hmm. It's the processes that we have in place. It's the contract methods. And
yeah.
and to lead it back into, like, our papers, like, the point of the paper is to provide our members with some sort of information and maybe a little ammunition to defend the current,
sure.
defend themselves in the current state. But we're here to fix the future state. Let's remove that problem to begin with.
Yeah. But the only way around it is through it. You got to
right.
meet the
yes.
people, the businesses and the municipalities where they are,
yeah,
instead
right.
of just keeping to the end around. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, Rachel and I, full circle with Zachary, of mm-hmm. talking about, like, you can't just go full BIM.
Right.
And that's what I think we've been trying to do too
yes,
much. The computational
have.
Power, the people
right.
who do
yeah.
business that way. And the key thing yesterday and you know, innovation and stuff, you still got to follow the money.
Right.
The theme of all that
yes,
goes back to
money.
Is following the money, and the way the money works is in a 2D contract.
Right, right.
And so we have to lean into that, which mm. becomes, it's not fun to talk about.
No.
So it's hard at these conferences of every one of these breakout rooms is, where do we take the money and make more money
right.
and make it simpler of, then it goes into just, you know, just blockchain AI.
That's
no one
right.
knows
it's
what you're talking about.
Thing.
So it just, it goes back to the same thing
right.
of, I think our term yesterday was the developers, the banker, I don't
mm, yeah.
Do you
remember? Divide between the banker and the
banker
owners.
And builder.
The banker and builder.
The
yeah,
banker
right.
and builder disconnect, right?
right.
And that's
right.
just, that always has and always will be
mm-hmm.
of, like, how much you just have to kind of bury under the rug, or how much you shed light to,
right.
and that's where
right.
you guys are in this
yeah,
specific
yeah.
example. So the final question we always ask before we grab some breakfast and jump into this summit and continue to weave all these threads together, if you're listening to this, get involved, hit us up, hit us up mm-hmm. on social media, and we're here because we're passionately wanting to move this industry
yes,
forward,
exactly.
right? But what is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
I think that the one thing I want to say is don't be too busy being busy. It's always good to engage in events, engage in your associations, engage in larger industry ideas, and attack the problems from the root. I think too often, to your point about meeting people where they are, like, we're just too heads down in our work. To really step back and work on the business, work on the process. You know, it is hard from a mechanical contractor standpoint to pre-plan and think too far ahead when you're given a contract and immediately told you're 3 months
yeah.
behind. But there are opportunities in there. You know, maybe you do realize just to not panic during a slowdown and put some work in on the business and your processes.
Love that. Well, think it's never as bad as you think. It's never
right.
as good as you think.
Yeah.
align yourself with good people that you can know, like, and trust and have as much fun as possible.
That's
Travis,
right.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Evan.
And stepping up and being part of the Art of Construction. And we'll put links to the dorks and smack and all that stuff and that. And continue to build this thing together. Let's go in there and break through the ceiling together.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Crush it out there, Tribe.